Stories from a Wet Bed. Christine Teddy. First published 2025. Copyright AB Discovery 2025. Introduction. This book is a tapestry of people's lives who wet the bed for a wide and varied range of reasons. It is not an erotic novel, but rather stories of how bedwetting has affected people's lives positively, and how it is not failure nor even success, but rather, personal choice and identity. Enjoy. Dry is overrated. Chapter 1, The New Housemate. Jeremy clutched the tote bag with both hands as they climbed the porch steps of the shared house. Their name was carefully written on a chalkboard near the door, "Welcome, Jeremy." A small flower had been drawn next to it. Sweet, simple. Still, Jeremy's stomach twisted. The house was a squat, leafy place with vines curling around the windows and wind chimes swaying on the porch. A little chaotic, a little magical perhaps, like the kind of place that smelled of tea and thrifted blankets. The kind of place that made you want to stay in your pajamas all day. But Jeremy didn't feel comfortable yet, not with the secret they were carrying. Inside, the floor creaked with friendly familiarity. Eli was the first to greet them, barefoot with bleached curls, a mismatched flannel shirt and pajama pants patterned with frogs. "Hey. You made it. Jeremy, right?" Eli beamed. "I'm Eli. I live in the sunny room upstairs. You've got the nook next to the garden window. It's small, but it's okay."
"Yeah," Jeremy said quietly.
"Thanks. It's really nice." The other housemates trickled in. Ash, quiet and careful, wore wire-framed glasses and a vintage sweater. Noah arrived later from a shift at the cafe, all energy and sarcasm, dropping their messenger bag with a theatrical sigh. That first evening was easy. It was takeout boxes, card games, and cheerful teasing. No one pried. Eli offered chamomile tea, and Jeremy found themselves sipping it cross-legged on the couch, trying to relax. But even as laughter bloomed around them, Jeremy couldn't help the creeping thought, what if they find out? Because Jeremy still wet the bed. It wasn't every night, but it was more than 3 nights a week, and often enough to need mattress protection. It was often enough that sleepovers had always meant anxiety or apologies for a no-show. And moving into a shared house, no matter how warm and queer-friendly, had brought back all the old fears. The fears of standing out as an embarrassed wet toddler in a house full of adults. Later, when the others had gone to bed, Jeremy stood in their new room with the door closed, unpacking carefully. Sheets. Mattress pad. Backup pajamas. A waterproof pad folded into the bottom drawer. Every action whispered one thing: hide it. They didn't yet know that someone else in the house had once gone through the same thing, and that not every bed in the house stayed dry. That comfort didn't always mean secrecy. But for now, Jeremy tucked in tight, heart pounding. They just hoped their first night wouldn't be a bad one. Chapter 2, Eli's Routine. It wasn't until Jeremy's second night in the house that they noticed the soft crinkle of Eli's pajama pants as they passed in the hallway. It was subtle, almost like rustling fabric. But it caught Jeremy's attention in that peculiar way, like when your secret senses perk up and whisper, "Wait, someone else might know." Eli smiled, toothbrush in hand. "Sleep